This chapter of St. Luke's Gospel begins, "Now the publicans and Pharisees, and sinners rather, drew near unto him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them." And our Lord not only does not deny the truth of this accusation, but he then went on to show how God does receive sinners and how he does have a tender care over each individual soul that has ever been created. And so he told them the beautiful parable of the sheep that was lost. And today's gospel, therefore, leaves absolutely no room for doubt on this point. And during the octave of the Sacred Heart, it is very well to consider this point of how God receives the sinner. For the devil's main tool in the spiritual life is that of discouragement. He will wait, he will tempt you to sin, and once he has managed to ensnare you in that sin, he will then put thoughts into your mind saying that there is no more hope for you, and he will discourage you. And many a soul has brought harm to them, to itself, by doubting and by disbelieving the truth of God's care for each soul. Many of them have brought harm upon themselves just because they failed to believe firmly in this one point. In fact, if you look into history, at the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, Martin Luther, it all started right there with him. At one point, all of the other monks in that monastery said that he was a very devout priest. He observed the rules, he said his prayers. But then he developed a terrible case of scrupulosity that plagued him. And then he began thinking that everything he did was sinful. And then the devil entered in, and he discouraged him more and more until finally he was so discouraged that he gave up not only his priesthood, but his very faith. And along with him dragged many souls away from the true faith. And so horrendous were the effects of that, that even to this day, our country, if it is anything, is Protestant. But it all starts with discouragement. Many others, though, in the spiritual life, after their first fall into a grievous sin, they begin to think that God does not have the care or watchfulness over them that they were taught in their catechism to believe. This is something that I'm sure has crossed all of our minds. Well, if only God had helped me more, then I would not have fallen. But this is a temptation that must be fought from the outset. With all of one's might, one must reject that very thought and must consider the goodness and the love that God has even for the sinner. We must remember that although we might fear our Lord as our judge, and he will be our judge, it was he who with his own sacred lips taught us today's parable. What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose but one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home call his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. His very words. And then he reveals the parable in its true light when he says towards the end, I say to you that even so, there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance. This is the reality of the Sacred Heart. It is why he has given us so much to keep us on the path to heaven. It is why he has given us the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose prayers are infallibly heard on our behalf. It is why he gave us the sacraments and the priesthood, so that we might always find an easy route back to God. Look at the saints. Pick just about any of them. Every saint, I always like this quotation, I forget who said it, perhaps it was Bishop Sheen. He said, every saint has his past, and yet every sinner has his future. Those are words worth contemplating. In as we think of the lives of the saints, such as Mary Magdalene, who was lost in the eyes of all the Jewish people. She was lost. They would have stoned her to death had they had the chance. She was a lost soul, but yet she was a sinner who had her future. And now she has her eternity in heaven before the beatific vision. Or St. Matthew, who was being unjust as a tax collector, but then was called from, at the very moment when he was counting all of his money greedily, he was called by our Lord to be an apostle and followed him right into the gates of heaven. Then look at your own families. How many of your own family members have been converted from either a life of sin or from a non-Catholic faith into the one true church established by Christ? And where did it start? Oftentimes, it starts with devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's the importance of why we priests from time to time preach on the importance of the Sacred Heart enthronement, because it works. It's not some pious devotion. It is a devotion that works and that saves families. And then look at your own lives. How many sins you have committed in your life? Mortal sins, venial sins, and yet how many times you have been led back by the Good Shepherd of your soul? It is all because of the care that he has taken to lead you back. All of heaven rejoiced upon your conversion. But many souls, now this is a truth too, fear to return from a life of sin, for example, simply because they look ahead too far. That's often the case, isn't it, when we begin worrying about things? We're looking way too far ahead. And they look at all the struggles and all of the efforts that it will take to follow the Good Shepherd. That's what they do. And this is their mistake. They feel as if they must face all of these problems, all of their temptations, all of their trials alone. But our Lord is always there, and so is our angel. And even then, we might stumble and fall through our own fault, and it may be hard, it may be humiliating, and we may have the same list of sins to confess at each confession. The same list. But we must keep going back to receive absolution and never grow weary or discouraged, because those very words that our Lord speaks in today's gospel should re-echo all the time in our ears, that there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance. There is many a soul right now, and God willing, and you persevere to the end, you will be able to have chats with these souls in heaven who are there because they never forgot this gospel of the parable of the Good Shepherd. Many will say that most souls go to hell. But the Good Shepherd, on the other hand, is always there with his graces and leading souls rather to heaven. How many souls will run into in heaven that others would have thought never would have made it. And there they will be. Because they believe this truth, and they would not allow themselves to be discouraged. God does have a loving care for each of us, as if ours were the only soul in existence. I leave you with another thought, though, before I go. The epistle, that of St. Peter. If any saint knows what it's like to fall, and to fall repeatedly, and to fall hard, and yet still keep getting up and going, it's St. Peter. He spoke boldly, and then always went back on his word, and took a hard fall. And he denied our Lord three times. Three times. He denied our blessed Lord. But he tells us how we should act should we have the misfortune of falling. He tells us in today's epistle. He does not say to give up on ourselves, because he could have given up on himself. He says rather, be ye humbled, casting all your solicitude upon him, for he hath care of you. So receive your fall as a humiliation. Humble yourself before God and recognize your own weakness, and then cast all of your care on the Sacred Heart who has care of you. He tells us, secondly, that there is a very intimidating enemy, the devil, who goes about like a roaring lion. You can imagine that image, like a roaring lion seeking souls to devour. And he says, St. Peter does, now watch, be watchful, and resist him strong in faith. Never waver in your courage or in your faith, because we know that the Good Shepherd is giving us grace to overcome our enemy. And he tells us, lastly, St. Peter does, that we will have to suffer and so win heaven. When he says, the God of all grace, when you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. So let us today then consider this parable of the lost sheep that was found. Let us consider it all for the rest of the octave of the Sacred Heart and resist that tendency to discouragement in the spiritual life and trust wholeheartedly in the care that the Sacred Heart of Jesus truly does have for your soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.